USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the worst mass shootings ever recorded happens in Thailand on Saturday. The spree killed 26 people, wounded 57. Thai officials that are investigating say the gunman was a 32-year-old soldier who killed his commanding officer before stealing weapons from a military camp. He then continued his rampage on the streets and at a shopping center in a city north of Bangkok. Hours later, police were finally able to shoot and kill him. The major Democratic presidential candidates attending a Democratic Party dinner in New Hampshire last night ahead of Tuesday's first-in-the-nation primary. Pete Buttigieg drew boos from Bernie Sanders fans when he said this.
With a president this divisive, we cannot risk dividing Americans' future. Further, saying that you must either be for a revolution or you must be for the status quo.
And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishment sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Two New York City police officers lucky to be alive after a gunman walks up and fires point blank into their patrol vehicle. One of the officers wasn't wounded. The other got a bullet grazed to his chin and his neck, and that officer is expected to be out of a hospital later today. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I want New Yorkers to be clear, this was an attempt to assassinate police officers. Out in the open, an individual walked up to a police van with the intention of killing police officers. This is absolutely unacceptable.
De Blasio calling it an assassination attempt. The gunman ran and has not been apprehended. The Iowa Democratic Party says it's reviewing inconsistencies in 95 precincts from Monday's caucuses. The party saying yesterday that any corrections will be released by noon Central Time on Monday, prior to the allocation of national delegates. The announcement will be ahead of the primary in New Hampshire, which is on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A TV icon has passed away. USA Radio's Wendy King takes a look back.
Actor Robert Conrad, who was best known for the TV show Wild Wild West, has passed away. According to a family spokesperson, Jeff Ballard, Conrad died of heart failure in Malibu, California. Conrad played James T. West, a Secret Service agent during the administration of President Ulysses Grant. West and his partner Artemis Gordon sometimes solved crimes using technology that didn't exist in the 1800s. Conrad said he performed his own stunts on the show. He also played Pappy Boyington on the TV series Baba Black Sheep. He's survived by his 8 children and 18 grandchildren from 2 different marriages. Robert Conrad was 84.
Tonight will be Hollywood's so-called biggest night of the year, as the Academy Awards will be bestowed. But last night, the Adam Sandler drama Uncut Gems was the big winner at the Independent Spirit Awards, the award show for independent cinemas held each year on the night before the Oscars. Uncut Gems picked up 3 awards, including Best Male Lead for Sandler. Awkwafina's dramatic comedy The Farewell took Best Picture. Best Female Lead went to Renee Zellweger for Judy, as she portrayed Judy Garland. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.